And now Miss Betty Barker was a proud and happy woman. She stirred the fire and shut the door and sat as near to it as she could, quite on the edge of her chair. When Peggy came in, tottering under the weight of the tea tray, I noticed that Miss Barker was sadly afraid lest Peggy should not keep her distance sufficiently. She and her mistress were on very familiar terms in their everyday intercourse, and Peggy wanted now to make several little confidences to her, which Miss Barker was on thorns to hear, but which she thought it her duty, as a lady, to repress. So she turned away from all Peggy's asides and signs, but she made one or two very malapropos answers to what was said, and at last, seized with a bright idea, she exclaimed, "Poor sweet Carlo, I'm forgetting him. Come downstairs with me, poor itty doggy, and it shall have its tea, it shall." In a few minutes she returned, bland and benignant as before, but I thought she'd forgotten to give the poor itty doggy anything to eat, judging by the avidity with which he swallowed down chance pieces of cake.